lean, oh, you are near. Help me, oh, you are near. Help me, oh, you are near.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you tonight. For your Bibles, I invite you to turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7, starting with the 15th verse. Matthew 24:24. Amen. Pray the Lord will bless Brother Nate and his family as they travel to camp. Take them safely. Give them a wonderful time of celebrating and with their family and the wedding and whatsoever, and bring them back safely. Amen. Amen. Good to see each and every one of you tonight. I'd like to speak. We've already got a subject, a nation in type of many nations, and moving from mixed multitude to twins, from twins to Antichrist. The three stages of identifying the false vine. Amen. So we have in our scripture reading tonight, if you don't mind, Matthew 7, Matthew 24:24. There shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as if it were possible, they shall receive the very elect. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to read Matthew 7 and 15 also. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, and inwardly they are raving wolves. I want you to notice the 16th verse. You shall know them by their fruits. Then from there he moves into every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. So we move from the type of the false prophet which come to you in sheep clothing, right? And then we come to the tree. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. But a good tree bringeth forth. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. So we know the casting into the fire is them that are of serpent seed. Is that right? These are the tree that God had not planted. So we know we are talking about ministry, because we're not talking about lay members. If you make it, you make it because the leader makes it. If I don't make it, you don't make it. Because that's how it is. It's the first fruit. I am the first fruit to you. You see? So it's not like every church, all the good people go, and the shepherd don't go. The shepherd don't go. He never passed on life to you. You see, that is the way we used to think, like denomination. All the good people in this brother church, and all the good people in that church, and all the good people in that church, that is how you'll take a rapture. No. That is not how it is. Right? You have to take a rapture from under a right head. If your head is not right, you ain't going. Right? Okay. So, and then it goes down and tells you, watch the reverse, watch the second time. This verse is used twice in one chapter. Twice. In the 16th verse. And now it repeats it again. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Notice the 16th verse, it says, by their fruit you shall know them. And then in the 20th verse, it repeats it again. Okay? So, I want you to notice when Brother Branham quotes Matthew 24:24, he said, the two spirits shall be so close, they'll deceive the very elect if possible, right? He said, but you'll know them by their fruit. That is not written in Matthew 24 at all. So let's go back to Matthew 24 now and look at Matthew 24, because he always tied those scriptures together. Right? Therefore, there shall arise false Christ and show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible to deceive the very elect. Behold, I told you beforehand. Where is by their fruit you shall know them? It's not there. So he adds Matthew 24:24 to Matthew. He adds to Matthew 7:15 all the way to 20. And he adds the scripture, he pulls between these two verses, he pulls out the 16th verse of Matthew 7:16 and Matthew 7:20. Right? So that's what he did. You get that? And he placed everything outside of this from Matthew 24:24. That will add up to two things. One, Matthew 7:15, false prophets. And New Testament prophets are preachers. That's what he keep on telling you that. Use it. Right? And then in Matthew 7 and let's go to Matthew 7 again. The 15th verse again. Alright, beware of false prophets which come to your sheep clothing, you shall know them by their fruit. At the 16th verse, he pulls out and places it here. Right? Then the 17th verse, he introduces the good tree and the corrupt tree. So here now, so Matthew 7, Matthew 24:24 has also Matthew 7:17. So Matthew 7:17 is the corrupt tree. Matthew 7:15 is the corrupt, is the wolf in sheep clothing. So the wolf in sheep clothing and the corrupt tree is the two spirits that is working in Matthew 24:24. Can you see what I did there? Let me do that slowly again. Brother Branham is quoting Matthew 24:24 and adding to it as if it belongs together. The two spirits shall be so close that if it's possible, it will deceive the very elect if possible. And he's saying, following that quote, he says, but you will know them by their fruits. Well, that is not in Matthew 24. He's adding the 16th verse and the 20th verse. You might have to put a mark on it. Yeah. So Matthew, what happens? He's adding the 16th verse of the 7th chapter here and the 20th verse and say, by their fruits you shall know them. Right? But in this verse it says there will be false Christs and false prophets. Right? So the false prophets is mentioned in the 7th chapter of the 15th verse. Right? And then you have the false Christ is mentioned as corrupt trees in the 17th verse. You get that? Okay, so we are looking at this here. We're looking at this, that false prophets are false ministries. All right, they are false ministries. False ministries. All right. Now, as we get this cleared up just a little bit, let us go look at, I have a set of notes there. And those notes are called, know them by their fruit. Know them by their fruit. I've got a lot of them there. And I'm just trying to follow the spirit here, not my own ideas. But I just want to kind of lead this and get this into it here just a little bit. Now, it says Brother Branham is making some statements. I want to tell you how this subject came about. Okay? I'm preaching a nation. I'm using Trinidad to represent all nations. Okay, and I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you something that has happened in the present stage of my ministry. We always study, we always work, and look into the message. And then when we study certain things, we know what is going to happen, what we are going to look for, and then that prepares us to look with expectation for the word to come to fulfillment. This is how it has always been, at least with me. Okay? So as ministers, we study, we work, and then when we do that, we know what's in our mind, we know what's in our heart, we know what is revealed. Then we wait. And then we wait, we look, we wait with expectation, and then something happens. We say, oh, that's it. That's what the word spoke of. But on this last trip, missionary trip I made, it did not work like that. I went there and I encountered on this trip men that I knew and men who knew me, ministers, and that we at one time were all together. Okay? And then I encountered that there's a stage now where they now are, have their own doctrine, teaching. They have been seeded, right? And you cannot, they cannot take correction. You see? And so they have, so we have two different teaching, and that's twins. And not only that, now I find out that these men, men who I know that didn't really have a good understanding of the word, ministers who didn't have a good, they were like babies. I remember when I met Brother Green, when Brother Oja passed away, and I just met him, he just come in. He really didn't know anything about the word. The man passed away, they were looking for a pastor from the congregation. They thought he was a nice man, a good man, you know, but he didn't know the word. See, and then his pastor didn't know the word. You see? And so you have this man, and so he's thrown into in a ministry, and he doesn't know anything. Amen. So, and here now, in this stage now, he's acting like he know the word. I mean, he's acting like he know the word, and he know how to develop truth, he knows about doctrine. And he has taken upon himself, because he's leaning on men he thinks know the word, like Harold Beckett. And now because of what they say right or wrong, it becomes right or wrong. You see, I begin to see. And then this man, under the influence of Brother Shem, he begin to now work, he takes on himself now to want to work against these truths and this ministry. So what happened is by the time we went to Guyana, he had already called the ministers there. We only had about two or three ministers that came to support the meeting because Green had already called. To boycott our meetings and to tell them that we were preaching two gods and false doctrines. And before we left, he called Brother Cyril and told Brother Cyril he is not welcome on his pulpit anymore. Then they called, they called the next country he was going to, Suriname, and told them. See, it's no longer we have two doctrines. Now it is to fight, kill, the influence. When you kill the influence of a ministry, it's murder, Brother Ram says. Right? To kill, to murder. Now I've got two wives. They say I've got two wives. Now we say we preach two gods. Now we, so now what is it? It's labeling. And that is what we can say. We put up a scarecrow. They are putting scarecrows up so that the people don't come to hear these truths. You know, when you put a scarecrow up, it's where the real grain is. So these men have moved not just from mixed multitude of twins. Now to do this is antichrist. Plural. But they don't know it. They think they're doing God a service. The Bible said there come a day where they'll kill you thinking they're doing God a service. So I did not know this. You see, I went there, and of course I know them, and we develop, we know doctrine, we're still trying to get them to repent, we're trying to give them the material, give them the word, and all of that stuff. But now it has moved to another stage. It's moving to the stage now of not only rejection, but hatred. They hate this ministry, these truths, they hate the word, but say they love Brother Branham and the message. That's like the denomination say, we love the Bible. We just hate your understanding of it. Amen. You see, we love Jesus. We just hate your Jesus. That's what it is. So I didn't know this. See, normally we study the word and we look for something. But somehow in this trip, it worked backwards. I experience modern events. I experience those things. The modern events that took place the last month, that happened to me, and it happened, and then I went and found it in the Word. Even though I had known all these things, I didn't see the whole pattern in one country, in one place, with one group of people. Then I realized that's the spirit. In the spirit of that nation, you know, concerning that group. Now, it's only them in that group, the group of ministers meeting. Eh? There are other ministers in Trinidad that don't have that attitude. It's this group of ministers in that ministers meeting. I hope you catch what I'm saying. In other words, modern events, as I experienced the modern events, then I found out, hey, it's prophecy being made clear. But I didn't go and study it and then wait for it to happen. It happened. This happened to me. And then I looked and I saw the whole thing just unfold in the world. In other words, it's a different stage that we're in. In other words, there was a time where we just kept putting the word in and looking for things. And now it seems that things are happening and we're going back and seeing that was in the Word. This present thing that is happening is in the Word. We are experiencing the Word present tense. And that was something amazing to me. You have to experience what I'm saying, you see. To see how they're treating you, what they're doing. To see the Antichrist working, rejecting, hating, killing the influence, murdering, slandering. Right? Then you could say you've met the devil because their father's qualities are being expressed. Amen. You see, it's manifested now, manifest in time. Amen. You see, it's not the teaching has become flesh now. Amen. Whereas they've been taught and they are still neutral, now it's become flesh. And then now that it's being manifested against what? Against truth. So I want to show you tonight, Lord willing, how this thing developed. It developed by that trip to Trinidad. And how the spirits begin to operate. You see? All right, and watch, I want to show you. So we are moving. What is the present stage of the bride's ministry? Moving from mixed multitudes. We are moving from mixed multitude to twins. And from twins to antichrist. Antichrist plural. And Brother Bram said antichrist is not communism or atheism, atheist or agnostics. No. He says religious spirit. Amen. They're anti. And Brother Bram said, what are they anti? They are anti to the teaching. I gave you that quote, didn't I? Anti to the teaching. They are against the teaching of. All right. So that's where we are. So we are not. So then I showed you from 1965 to 1980, you had mixed multitudes, and our enemy was not in the camp. Our enemies was denomination and the man of sin and the Catholic Church and the Antichrist out there and the beast and the image of the beast and the mark of the beast is out there. And all the churches are one. You have a convention and see how many people go. Everybody going. Isn't that right? Everybody coming to the meeting. Amen. Today you have a meeting here, and all the, if you have Donnie Reagan speaking, all the Reagan fans will come. But the Coleman fan wouldn't come. The Paul Jones fan wouldn't come. Tussaud fan wouldn't come. Right? So it's splintered now. They are supporting their own. Which they should. Like Brother William said, every frog croaks for his own pond. They come to croak for their pond. Right? So that's 1965 to 1980. Then, you see, because how do I know that? Because right around 77, you find the Seven Thunder comes out, right? And we find the Perugia comes out. And right around there, around the middle 70s, you find the Perugia come out, the Coleman, the Tussaud come out, and Junior Jackson come out. So all of this here now, the mixed multitude, within 3 years, right after that, we move into twins, because teaching now becomes the aspect. And teaching separates, doctrine separates, and that's how you get groups. So between 1980 to 2010, between these years here, it's called seeded. Seeded means all the doctrines that can be taught from this message has already come out. Amen. 63 is the coming of the Lord. The Lord has already come. No communion, no foot washing, millennium. Brother Branham is God. Joseph is the prophet. Return ministry. Brother Branham didn't finish the ministry. Seven seal is not open. Two souls. 7 year tribulation. You name the doctrines. It has already developed. We know more doctrines to come out. It's all come out. No new teaching on it, because it's all corrupt. If something it comes out, it's because it's adding to something that's already there. Amen. In the doctrines, you see. Seven thunders were seven men. Yeah. You know, right? You name some of the doctrines. You see, it's already gone. That's called, they're seeded. Means it's already in the bedding ground of the people. Yeah. Right? And there's no more seed to be bedded. Now we are waiting for the fruit, the manifestation of it. Yeah. Right? So there's the teaching, which is the fruit, and there is the fruit, which is your expression of that teaching. Amen. Right? So now, and that's why you have groups now in the midst of us. We are not denomination. No more denomination will start from this. Right in the group, there's no call a denomination. Yeah, true. That's true. It's right in there. It's right there, see? So for 2010 now, the present, we are in the Antichrist stage. We are in the fighting stage. The stage where we are to be rejected, to be hated, to be murdered, to be slandered, to have adversaries. And now we can say, you are of your father, the devil. Amen. And your father will you seek to do. Right? So this is where we are. And let me just start doing some things here. Now, if Russia had accepted the Pentecostal blessing 75 years ago when the Holy Ghost fell in Russia, they wouldn't have been communist today. Now, 75 years ago, they had a revival in Russia. God had come among them. They had great revivals into the west of Siberia. But what did they do? They rejected it. And today the country is gone. The churches can't have church, only under permission, and they are doomed into judgment. Has come off on the wild tantrum of communism, sold out to the devil. 50 years ago, Holy Ghost fell in England. Just after that come George Jeffers, F.F. Bosworth, Charles Price, Smith Wigglesworth, and these great warriors of faith 50 years ago, and offered England the Holy Ghost revival. But what did they do? They laughed at them, put them in jail, called them crazy, thought they had lost their mind. Churches refused the people to come and hear. Now watch carefully. The churches refused the people to come and hear. Now follow the Spirit again. Notice. And then the same time that the nominal church was having their revival, what taken place? The full gospel was having a revival. There come forth Boswood Brothers, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Price, Amy McPherson, all those. Alexander Dowie would have been concluded. All those. Look, Smith Wigglesworth died one night. Dr. Price died the next morning. Within 24 hours, I was on the field. Now my end is coming down. Look. Look at now. Hear much of Billy Graham. Don't you hear much of Oral Roberts? I see my meeting shadowing. What's the matter? We are at the end, another age. Now, how did Billy Sunday come in and them? They come in just after the great Moody revival. When the Moody come in, Knox revival. Knox come in, Finney revival. Notice revivals, right? Finney after Calvin. Wesley. Wesley after Luther. On down to the age. As soon as the revival is over, God raises up another and throws more light. I can't hear that. That's what I want to show you. Throws more what? More light just keeps moving on like that. Now, we have just had Lonnie Jenkins, Brother Vail, Coleman, right? A number of them within the framework that were considered elders in the message. And what have they done? They have passed away. Now watch carefully. That means true light is going to come to certain class. God is going to take us on another light, another stage. Right? And something is happening with the nominal church too. The elect, the twins. So this passing away is going to affect the twins. Amen. Now notice these men passing away. Well, let's give it within the last 5 years, which will take us up all the way back. 2014 will take us all the way back to 2009, somewhere around there. You notice the rise of the Antichrist against Brother Branham. Against Brother Branham, against Brother Branham ministry, and against Brother Branham doctrine. On the internet. And note the ones who have fallen away are ones who was with the message already. The man who fell away from Perry Green, he started the first website. Then you have Believe the Sign. Then you have Colin's grandson. And then Colin's grandson now is befriended by Jeff Jenkins. And that's only the beginning. And that's all that we know. There's so much more that's out there. But listen, I have enough time to worry about what's going on with me and my own life. And my ministry, I don't care. I don't call up. We have some of these men in Cape Town and different places. They know what's going on in everybody ministry in every country. I don't even know what's going on. People know what's going on in this church around here. Other churches, I don't even know what's going on in their church. I don't care. Don't bother me a bit. I don't have time for that foolishness. Like my grandmother used to say. My great-grandma used to say. She said, that ain't going to get me no groceries. All right? If it ain't going to get me no groceries, forget about it. All right. Everybody's happy? Amen. Now, so we find out they're off the scene. Okay? And so now, they're off the scene. So we are in this stage here now where we can see, okay? So, let us go up a little bit. I just want to start with the message and look at it here for you. Go on up and let us miss some of these points here, and I'll come back to them. Okay, yeah. Okay, go on up just a little bit more. Up again. Okay. Let's start reading from here. So watch Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing. A prophet interprets prophet in two ways. Right? He says prophet are New Testament preachers. Right? And in another place, in false anointing, he says false prophet are false teachers. Amen. All right? So don't stumble with that word because he used it three different ways. All right? False prophet, which come to you in sheep clothing. And inwardly they are raging wolves. All right? Now, who is the sheep today? Would you consider them in Pentecost sheep, or are they goats? They are goats. My sheep hear my voice, so if we are sheep, we came out. And then those who came out who are not sheep, right? They are impersonating the sheep. So they will be classified, the ministers will be classified there. They, outwardly, they look like sheep, but inwardly, they are raven wolves.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Denomination are sheep or goat?
Goat.
So there's no goat there. So that only the only sheep could, that is in wolf and sheep clothing can be is amongst us.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Think about it.
Amen, brother.
Is that right? Amen. So what are we talking about here? Twins.
Amen.
Because they have to be, they want to be like sheep, so they want to be among us.
Amen.
That means that is twins. Let me say that again. Are you sheep?
Yes.
And the people who say they come out in the mess are supposed to be sheep? Right?
Yes.
So when you say you're going to be dressed in sheep clothing, you ought to be dressed like us. Long hair and all the church and the book and everything. You ought to be, yeah, this is sheep.
Right. Amen.
Wolf in sheep clothing ought to be amongst us.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's it, brother.
Amen. If he is going to desire sheep, to devour sheep, is us he gonna have to devour?
Yes.
Because he have a taste for sheep. He don't want goat.
That's right.
He got goat. He's got as much goat as he wants.
Yes, sir.
You get that?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. That's right. Everybody okay?
Amen.
All right. So this is twins. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
That's twins. You shall know them by their fruits. That's the first one. Then the second one. Not so. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Is that twins? Two kinds of trees.
Yeah.
And I'm guaranteeing they're in the same garden.
Exactly. Amen.
Right? Okay. Now, what does the tree represent? The tree represents a man and his ministry.
Amen.
A tree represents a man and his ministry.
Amen.
And the fruit represents his teaching. Ah,
yes.
Ain't God good.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't we not talking about man in the 15th verse?
Yes.
Well, he's just giving you another view of it, talking about trees. You are trees.
Right.
The man, when the man eye was open, I see men as trees.
Yes.
Amen. Because God had healed him. He was going back to see how men really ought to be.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Ought to be conditioned. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. So if it is a good ministry, if it is a good man, a good ministry, not talking about good in character, good because of gift and calling, seed predestinated, then if the good tree bringeth forth good teaching, and the corrupt tree bring forth corrupt teaching. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. An ordained man of God, called of God, it's impossible for him to sin. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Because his what remaining in him?
Seed.
His seed remaining in him. It's impossible. This is the two seed.
Yes.
Alright? A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good teaching.
Amen.
It cannot bring forth good teaching.
Amen.
It's impossible.
Amen.
I can't hear you. It's impossible. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 12, the 32nd verse. Give me a little bit of time to develop this, okay? All right. 33rd verse. Either make the tree good. He's talking about himself.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Jesus is talking about himself. Either make the tree good, me and my ministry good, and his fruit good. Because look at the things I'm doing. You can't do it. Who can condemn me of sin?
Amen.
That's what he's asking.
Yes.
Right? Or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its
fruit.
All right? So now you have Matthew 12:33. Amen? For the tree is known by its fruit. So the two spirits, watch carefully, the two spirits in the frame, two spirits are so close, the two spirits has to move now from two spirit to two trees. And trees represent a man and his ministry. And it has to be in the message, because we're talking about twins. Watch carefully. Oh, generation of vipers, how could you be an evil? Well, you're an evil tree. Speak good doctrine.
Amen.
You, it's impossible for you to bring forth and see and understand my good doctrine.
Yes.
It's impossible for you to do it. Now remember what we're talking about. We are talking about the ministry that we see as men in Trinidad. It's impossible. Oh, generation of vipers, how can you be an evil, which is an evil tree? Speak good things. In other words, how can these are ministers he's talking to?
Yes. Amen.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen.
Amen. And your heart, amen. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you think evil of the truth and the true ministry, a true tree and true doctrine and true teaching, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He is a generation of vipers. They are a generation of what? Vipers.
Amen.
As a man thinketh in his heart. What is that? Proverbs 4:23. You don't use it or use it. Let's try it. I haven't been there, but let's try it. Could read it if you want me. We can read it if it's too much to go back. Oh, yeah, right there. Proverbs 4:23, I believe. Yeah, that's right. 4:23 is keep your heart in diligence for out of the issues of the world. That's their life. That they are expressing the issues of life is what you have, your nature is expressing. All right, what is it, Brother Jones? 23 and 7. See, if you don't use it, you lose it. 23 and 7. You can just, 23 and 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, what are they thinking about Jesus, the man? He's an evil man. He's a false teacher. What are they thinking about his doctrine? Oh, we don't understand it that way. That's not the way we see the word. But they can't see it. They can't receive it. Because they're an evil tree. They can't understand God's ways.
Amen.
They can't understand God's servants.
Amen.
Because they don't speak and think as men.
Amen,
they are carnal thinking. Yes. Whereas God called men a spiritual thinking.
Amen.
They can't see it. They're unconverted. They're not born again.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with the 9th verse. Well, let's start with the 6th verse. It doesn't matter. Write these scriptures down now. We want to identify this thing. Present stage of this bride's ministry. This bride. This section of the bride. Its ministry. First Corinthians 2 and 6. 1 Corinthians 2 and 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are matured. Well, who do you think he's talking about? You. This is end time scripture.
Amen.
All right? Among them that are yet not the wisdom of this world. Well, that come from seminary. The wisdom that come. We speak the wisdom that didn't come from seminary and, you know, unconverted men, nor of the leaders of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a... Well, that's wisdom of God he spoke is this, what we call the seven thunders or the seventh seal.
Yes.
That's the mystery. Amen. Because that's a mystery that is held until the mature age.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Until them that are matured.
Amen.
You get that? The wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory is our, the end time, because that's where the hidden wisdom comes, to the end time group.
Amen.
That's why in every age, if God asks you what age you want to live in, the prophet say, I want to live in this age. Because the prophets long to live in, to see the hidden wisdom, to see what's under that seventh seal.
Amen.
Amen. To know that this is not our life.
Amen.
I know you say, oh, I done this, I done that. That's your whole life. Your life comes to an end. God proves it in the butterfly. God proves your life in a butterfly that your whole life comes to an end and you have a new life waiting. You're just waiting to shed this body off.
Amen.
And everything that goes with it, the very proof, amen, that you have another life. This is not your real life. This is just your earthbound life. But you got a butterfly life waiting to take onto the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. That's your very proof. It's called metamorphosis. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Oh, the ugly duckling becomes a beautiful queen. Amen. A handsome prince. Don't you worry, sister. If he's ugly, you got hope. Metamorphosis is your answer. Can I hear you? And that's true, brother. There's hope, brother. There's hope, sister. All right. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the leaders of this world knew. Right? None of the big time preachers knew anything. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who do you think he's talking about? That's the ministry 2,000 years ago. That's the ministry today. You say, crucify. Don't you know what are they doing? What do the Green and the Shems and the Georges and the Beckett, what do they want to do? They want to kill this Jesus you believe, which is the revealed truth of the Word. God is the Word, and that's our Jesus, and that's our God. That Jehovah Jesus. They want to kill it. They want to crucify it. They're crucifying it again, brother. They're rejecting it. They're crucifying it. Amen. They want it on the outside of the message churches. I can't hear you. And we are standing there, type of Christ, knocking, trying to get in. Amen. It's all over again. I hope you see present stage. Now, watch now. But I, as it is written, I had not seen. For seven church ages, they only heard.
Amen.
So if for seven church ages, he that have an ear, let him hear, there'll come a day when somebody is not going to say, hey, listen. They're going to say, hey, look. They're going to take the message, L-O-O-K, look. And they're going to ask you, who do you say this is? And who is this Melchizedek? And who is this looking down from the heavens? And who is this that has been photographed? It moves from hearing, because for seven church ages, eyes have not seen, they only heard. But in the last days, there's going to be some eyes on the scene that's going to ask you to say, who do you say this is?
Amen.
Watch carefully. I had not seen nor ear heard, either had it entered into the heart of man, the things which is prepared for them. Watch carefully. But God had. You can't reveal without a prophet.
Amen.
It comes a day now. Amen. The hidden mystery that they had not heard. And then he did not appear, so they could not see.
Amen.
In this end time, it's going to be revealed by a prophet.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
So this scripture here, of 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, is Luke 17:30. Can you come down? I've done that for you before. Remember I did it on the vindication? Come on down, let's look at it. Ninth verse. Watch carefully this verse here. Very tricky verse. But as it is written, I had not seen. He didn't appear in the seven church ages. Ear had not heard the hidden wisdom, the hidden mystery. They only heard that letter for their day.
Amen.
They had an ear to hear.
Yeah.
Neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Hadn't entered because why? For it to enter in the heart, it comes by preaching.
Amen.
It takes a ministry.
Right.
But God had revealed it unto us. When? By his spirit. What pillar of fire? Spirit. How did he reveal? Who did he reveal it to? A prophet. For the spirit, that's a pillar of fire. The spirit of truth. Ye searcheth all things. That the spirit searcheth all things. And he searcheth in the physical realm and he find all your disease. He searched in the religious realm. He tell you the secrets of your heart.
Right.
Then he searched into the book that was sealed and came out with the mysteries and the truth. I can't hear you.
Amen.
That's the spirit that searched all things. Amen. But the spirit, but God had revealed it unto us by his prophetic spirit. Pillar of fire. For the spirit, yeah, the pillar of fire searched all things here. Yeah, the deep things of God.
Amen.
Is that not Luke 17:30? Is that not Son of Man?
Amen.
Is that not the hidden wisdom being revealed?
Amen.
All right. Now, what do I want to get to? For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in man? In other words, man know the things of man, and a dog know the things of dog.
Amen.
But man don't know the things of dog.
Amen.
Man now is trying to study psychology so that he could know how God thinks, how dog thinks. Dog whisper. Well, the dog whisperer. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
But I feel that one of these days, they're going to end up giving the wrong signal, and that dog going to bite them.
Amen.
Just like that alligator man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From down under somewhere. Amen. When you try to play like that without coming back into Godship, it backfires on you. When you see those men go in the ring with those lion and tiger and that whip, amen, they say, you know, my days, they say, every day for thief, one day for police.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Most of them got a little something along the way. Many of them died in the ring. There was I remember there was a brother from Europe or somewhere that used to be with, and they got one of them. I don't care, you're trying to master them. Amen. With their psychology and that whip and that training. But their nature is to get you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Their fallen nature is you slip. That's it. That's what you call a slippery meal.
Yes, sir.
The nature of man knows the things of man. But it does not have, if you don't have the nature of God, you cannot know the things of God. Even the things of God knoweth no man, but that word Spirit of God is the nature of God. We're talking about nature. You can't compare oranges with clams.
That's
right. You talk about the nature of man knowing the things of man. So again, it has to be the nature of God to know the things of God.
Amen.
We have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God. That's by the new birth. That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
Amen.
How is it given? Through the word, through the message of the hour.
Amen.
We know it.
Amen.
So if they don't know that Jesus was a messenger for their day, they can't recognize his teaching. They can't recognize the identification. That's why he said, "Oh, generation of vipers, how come you be an evil tree? Bring forth good fruit out of your heart or your mouth."
Amen.
Your teaching. Couldn't do it.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say something here that I want you to, when I get back to this message. Is he calling them vipers?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Now, so the men who are unconverted, the wolves that are in the message, believe the message, just like the denomination believe the Bible. But they don't understand it the same way. We have not received the nature of this world, but we receive the nature which is of God, that we might know the things freely given. Without the nature of God, you don't know the things of God, because the Bible is the things of God, not the things of man.
Amen.
The message is the things of God.
Amen.
Which things also we speak, not in words that man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. In other words, we line up the quotes in a certain way. We see it a certain way. When you say God himself comes and dwells in you and set up a throne in you, we go back spirit comparing spiritual principle of things he already taught.
Amen.
To them, that's literal.
Amen.
You get it? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You got to compare the message quotes together. You're going to make the whole thing come out. But they say, this is what they say now. They say, if it don't fit up with what we see and believe, it's probably because the church age book ain't right. Or it's probably because he said it before 63. If he said it before 63, then he will correct it. If he don't correct it, it's stunned.
Amen.
There must be a correction. If you can't find a correction, you better not take that out.
Amen.
Or you and I to chuck the whole book out. Or it's before 63. Can you imagine that? My God. That scares me. But the natural man, that's the natural man is the unconverted man. That's the wolf in the message. In sheep clothing. He's not born again. Receiveth not the spirit things of the... He receiveth not the things of... Well, what things did the Spirit of God giving after Brother Branham left? The revelation. He can't receive the revelation. He can't receive these doctrines, these teachings. He can't receive it. For they are foolishness. Jesus in Jesus is foolishness to them. I can't hear you. Jesus couldn't be his own father. He had a father who was God. That's foolishness to them. Jesus in Jesus. My Father Jesus. Who do you say this is? That's foolishness to them. Why are they fighting it? It's foolishness to them. They love their other Jesus of the old. You see, Balaam of the old is the other Jesus of the new. They love that Baal Jesus.
Amen.
They love it. See, that's wisdom for them. But for us, that's foolishness. See, so for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he, watch this word. Neither can he what? That's why Green doesn't know it. He's a natural man in the message. Shem cannot know it. He's a natural man. Beckett cannot know it. He's a natural man. These are natural men. Maxi Lee from Guyana is natural men. Men were following men because they know the things of man.
Amen.
Natural men. Because they are spiritually discerned. But he that spiritual judgeth, well, he that is born again, yet himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, the end time one who are matured, have the mind of Christ. Isn't that what the prophet preached in the end time? Yes. Let this mind that was in you be in Christ. His way of thinking.
Amen.
Let's go back to my notes now. Everybody happy?
Yes.
All right. Are we getting there?
Yes.
Amen. Who is the sheep and wolf clothing? Natural men who are unconverted. And if it are natural men, they don't know the things of God. Neither can they receive it.
Amen.
Neither do they know them.
Amen.
Go on up. Amen. Okay, Friday night. Everybody happy?
Amen.
All right, stop right there. Let's finish reading now. Okay, now, every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. So these are men. God don't want to burn the forestry.
Amen.
Think what God want to burn the forestry?
Right. Amen.
Amen. This is what the angel, hell was created for. Satan and his natural and spiritual angels.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. And cast into the lake of fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. That's three scriptures I give you. By their fruit you will know them. All right. Now, note, identified by the doctrine teaching that these are twins. Cain, who took the mark of the beast. So when you say they're going to cast into the lake of fire, you're talking about people who have the mark of the beast.
Right. Amen.
Because only them that have the mark of the beast are going to be thrown in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
The rest of them is going to be given life at the white throne judgment. But this is going to be thrown into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
They have no chance.
Amen.
These are the twins.
Yes, sir, bro.
Now, so let me give you something here. I want to show you That false doctrine alone does not make you serpent seed. False doctrine alone does not make you serpent seed. Because foolish virgin have false doctrine. Them that are good to the bride have false doctrine. They are false something. Can't hear you. Amen. Foolish virgin have false doctrine. Them that are good to the bride have false doctrine. Right? And the Jews that were killed under Stalin, Mussolini, had false doctrine. Right. But they all granted eternal life in a second resurrection.
Amen.
False doctrine is not what kept them out. It was their attitude. Towards God's people. Especially God's servants. Because, touch not my anointed and do my servants no harm. The devil is an adversary. Satan, the slanderer, the accuser.
Amen.
The slanderer. Amen. How come I end up now that these men have given me another wife? Now I have two wives. My wife said, these people don't know me. If there was another one, I would have already killed her. Now they say I've got two wives and I've got two gods. What is that? What is all of that about? Amen. This is slander. Amen. With the purpose to kill, the influence of. You see? Alright, for check again. Let's look how to identify them now. What I want to show you is that the tree that is cast down and thrown into the fire is where the devil and his angel prepared. The devil and his angel, natural angels, which are men, serpent seed, and the spiritual angel that fell with Lucifer, all of them are going there.
Yes,
they are, that's the ones that receive the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Notice, but it's what they produce that tells you the difference. By their fruit, Jesus said, you shall know them. Now, notice, Jesus said those three things. Three times Jesus said that. Matthew 7:16, he said it. Matthew 7:20, he said it. And John 12:33, he said it. I can't hear you. Three times he said it. It must be important. By their fruit you shall know, Jesus said, you shall know them. Man does not gather grapes off of thistle, he's quoting Matthew 7:15. Even though the thistle might be right in the vine, in the grapevine, that could be possible, but the fruit will tell it. What is the fruit? The word. What is the fruit? The word. For the fruit, for the season. That's what it is. Their teaching. They're teaching of what? They're teaching of the season. Now, this is not talking about denomination.
Right.
Because denomination season already passed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. What time is it? Man's doctrine. Well, they see, they read the message, but they understand it as man. Because what knoweth the things of man, but the spirit of man that is in man.
Yes.
So he is reading the message as a man. Because he's unconverted. But when you are born again, you're a son of God. You are not just a normal, regular man anymore.
Amen.
You got an element, amen, of the supernatural in you.
Amen.
And it gives you the ability to understand.
Amen.
He that is born of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot see, you cannot understand the things of God. That man's doctrine, denominational doctrine, but God's word for the season.
Amen.
All right, now, how do you know them? How do you know them? What's the hybrid? What is hybrid? To hybrid this message with your own human ideas. Follow again now. Look at the Cain class. We are talking about the twins. Get the revelation, brother. This generation spurning God's revelation. Well, what is Green and Shem and those men doing? Beckett and them doing? Spurning the revelation, oh brother.
Amen.
False prophets are doing that. By their fruit you shall know them. They are hybrid.
Yes.
Now, hybrid is the only thing that takes a curse.
Amen.
Now, notice the serpent, the first preacher, did not receive the mark of the beast.
Right. Amen.
He was an original creation. Amen. Like Lucifer is an original creation. The serpent is an original creation. They are not hybrid. They don't receive mark, but their teaching produce a hybriding and they take the mark.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So hybriding takes the mark of the beast.
Yes. Amen.
Cain was a hybrid. They are hybrid. Now notice carefully now. Note Matthew 7:21 types ministers of iniquity. And twins and serpent seed that he does not know them. They are not from his original thought. In the book of life, trees not planted by God. So what's your message leadership now? But you see, you put a cocoa seed and a wheat seed in the same bed and pour the water down on them and anoint them and they will both rejoice. Now, where did the cocoa seed come from? Did God created it?
No.
Cannot, because the cocoa is being tied together with the wheat as twins.
Amen.
So it could not be. Hear what he goes on to say. They'll both rejoice. They will both grow by it. Same water. What is water? Amen. Cloud produce water. Now watch very carefully. How many rain fell for the seven church ages? Tell me seven.
Yeah.
And then a final rain, which is Revelation 10:1, that cloud.
Yeah. Amen.
You want to see it? Let me show you the seven portions of rain. Hebrews chapter 6:6. How many rainstorms we had? Seven. Hebrews 6:6. You're close. For if they shall fall away to renew themselves to repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. All right, well, these have fallen away from the truth. They reject the truth for their own ideas. Right? So they are crucifying the Son of God again.
That's right.
Amen. To reject the revealed word, the truth. Crucifying himself afresh and put him to an open shape. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that come oft upon it. How often does God send the rain for his seed? Seven different times.
Amen.
And bring forth herbs meat by them to dress it. In other words, he's bringing it up because he's got a purpose. There's got some good seed in there. Amen. That's going to glorify him on the earth. That's the good herbs. Receiving a blessing from God. But that which is bearer thorns, well, there's another one enjoying the rain too.
Uh-huh.
Right? And briars is rejected.
Amen.
So you have the good herbs and then you have that which have no product for God.
Right.
And is nigh unto cursing. Well, what is the cursing? They are going to take the mark.
Amen.
Whose end is to be what? Uh-huh. Burned. There, here you go again now. They are called. Amen. Here to be burnt. Who is going to be burnt?
Yes,
it's the serpent who's cursed. The serpent seed. The Cain class. That is cursed. That's the cursed class.
Amen.
The hybrid class is the closed class.
Amen.
Let's go again. Let's go back to my notes. Everybody okay?
Yes, sir. Amen.
All right. Now he says here, Same water, the same sunshine. Let me show you the water and the sunshine, okay? So what sun is shining on the just and the unjust? That's Matthew chapter 5. The just and the unjust is not talking about the lay members. That is the preachers and the teachers. The just and the unjust are the twin ministry. And they both are using the same message. All right? Let's look at the clouds of rain. First of all, what's the sun shine? What's the sun today? But Chris, you better hold that. I don't need it. Or it don't need me. What's the sun? That's Revelation 10:1. His face was as the sun. What's the sun? That's the true light. 1 John 2:8. Who is the sun? Psalms 27. The Lord is my light. And my salvation, the Lord, that's capital O-R-D. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. Who's this light? That is Isaiah 60. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. What light came? Luke 17:30. God himself is the light. So let's go to Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a and a shield, and the Lord God will give what? Grace and glory. No good thing would be a hole from them that walk. So who is the sun? Who is the sun that shines on them? Shining on the just and the unjust in Matthew 24 today. So Brother Bram ties Matthew 24:24, the two spirits, and he ties them to Matthew 5, the just and the unjust, showing you that he's talking about ministers. Amen. So it's the same ministry, same rain. Right. Amen. What is rain? Rain is doctrine. My doctrine shall come down as rain. My doctrine. Amen. What doctrine are we getting? Amen. That is the seven thunder doctrine. That is Proverb 16 and 15. Let's look where this rain is coming from. The law, the light, in the light of the king's countenance. Who is the king? Tell me Elohim. Tell me Jehovah. Tell me Melchizedek. In the light of the king's countenance is life. Amen. If you come into his presence, you'll find favor for life. For healing. For spiritual life. For salvation. Come into his presence. And if you come into William Branham, you're coming into the presence of the king. A man can't do that.
Amen.
In the light of the king's countenance is life. Amen. And his favor is as a cloud of the... Amen. Who's Revelation 10:1? That's Melchizedek. That's the king calling his queen to stand by his side.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's a cloud of the latter rain. Revelation 10:1. I see a mighty angel clothed in a what? Cloud. Cloud gives you rain. Rain comes as doctrine.
Amen.
Let's go back to my note. Hear what he says. They both grow by it. The same water that comes from the same cloud. Revelation 10:1, the same sunshine, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. But by their...
Amen.
Thank you. By their fruit you shall know them. How can you keep from lining up with the word? You can't help it. If you got the right seed, you can't help but line up. But if you don't have a right seed, you can't help but miss it. How can you keep from lining up with the word? See what I mean? The water falls on the just and the unjust. Anoints it. Jesus said they'll come to me in that day. Notice he's quoting. He's tying Matthew 24:24 with Matthew chapter 5, the just and the unjust. He's going to tie it now in with Matthew 7:21. Well, what happens after Matthew 7:15-20? The last word in Matthew 7:20 is you'll know them by their fruit. And the next verse is many will come to me in that day.
Amen.
Saying, Lord, Lord. So this is the 21st verse he's dealing with here now. He says, Jesus, I will come. He said, they will come to me. And that day saying, Lord, Lord, have not I cast out devils? Have I not prophesied? Have I not done these things in your great things in your name? And he'll say, you workers of iniquity, depart from me. I don't even know you. Notice now. Amen. I don't know you. Now I'm going to show you a little paradox in this. I don't know you. Because God is omniscient. He knows all things. So you can't make God lie to say he doesn't know everything. What he's trying to say, I don't know you from in my mind. You weren't there. You are not part of my original. I don't know you here. Therefore, no matter how much you try to worship and serve me, it is in vain. He said, but Tony, that's not fair. God didn't ask Satan to make those souls on the earth.
Amen.
God never really had a book with their names. God already had his names. He went and produced people and expect God to write their names in the book. God said, I'll write it in the recording of their natural birth, but they ain't got no spiritual identification. So God, who is omniscient and knows all things, he said, I don't even know you. Well, if he don't know you, how can you say God knows all things? Unless he's trying to tell you, you are not part of my original thoughts.
Yes.
You are not in the beginning.
Amen.
You are hybrid. The only way that God will not know something is if it was a hybrid. Hybrid is what man produced, what Lucifer produced through the serpent. A race of people. So if it was not in God, man, they are hybrid, they are cursed. And if they are cursed, that's what the fire of hell is for.
Amen.
Say, but that's really some strong things.
Amen.
Well, there had to be somebody Brother Branham is talking about here.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There'll be somebody he's talking about here.
Amen.
He said, Brother Tony, but that's denomination, but nobody in the message is gonna go to the hell lake of fire, Brother Tony. Nobody's gonna go. Really? Nobody. Oh, those nice churches and all the holiness they've got. Nothing. I want to show you now. Same message. I don't even know you. Go into eternal hell. Wait a minute. You mean Matthew 7:21 is a class that's going to eternal hell? Well, isn't the wolf in sheep clothing going there?
Yes.
Isn't the evil tree with the false teaching going there?
Yes. Amen.
Isn't the thorns of Matthew to Hebrews chapter 6 said it's going to be burnt?
Yes.
Who is this class? This is not foolish virgin.
Amen.
This here is not foolish virgin.
Amen.
Foolish virgin is not going to eternal hell.
Amen.
Now you know hell is not eternal, right?
Amen.
So you gotta watch him here now. Go into eternal hell as we prepare for the devil and his angel. You see? What a word. Falsely. Worship in vain. Worship what? In vain, in vain. You say, what about that message, church? That's in vain. What about that? That's in vain.
Amen.
Say, you all don't even consider us message churches. No, you are message lords that worship in vain.
Exactly. Amen, brother.
Can I say? You worship in vain.
Amen. Yeah.
One of them that left the church here met my mom. And she said, well, God bless you, brother. She said, yeah, I don't know if you can call me brother now. You might have to watch that.
Oh.
They left, but they're still watching.
Yes, sir.
They left, they're still listening. Well, somebody's listening to tell the story.
Amen.
If they listen, brother, they're going to get a good peeling because I'm going to make it easy for them to stay. An hour and a half listening, you're going to get some whip along the way.
Yes, sir.
Make it easy at all, brother. Amen. What? And if we are so wrong, why do you want to listen in?
Amen.
We are so flawed, you love fools. Where are you? Are you love fools?
Amen.
You old hypocrite out there.
Amen.
Snake in the grass.
Amen.
Feeding off the table of the Lord and go and feed off of the old rotten dead carrion.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what exactly what it is. Amen. How can they escape hell? That's what Jesus asked. How can you escape?
Amen, bro.
Amen. They should call you spotty. Black and white. God ain't got no black and white. He either got white or black.
That's
amen. That's spotty listening up there. Nosy. Nosy. I mean, what? We are so boring. We got so much errors. We are so false. Why do you want to listen? I hear Josh and some of them from Shem Church are listening, and Green, and some of them might be listening in now. Let them listen. They might get saved. You never know. Oh, they want to take the good pieces out, huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of their feet on Shem. You know what the Shem ministry produced? His young minister is an adulterer. That's what he produced, an adulterer. Josh, running down women. That is what false doctrine does for you.
Yes, sir.
It's false doctrine and adultery is the same spirit. Like to give false seed. Okay, everybody all right?
Yes,
all right, share with me. Just one more time. For the audience that's listening that is not with us. What is it again? Spotty.
Amen.
Black and white.
Amen.
What is iniquity? They're gonna jack you up on the road and say, so you all are calling us spotty now. Let me say this. This is to my people.
Amen.
If you're not my people, you don't believe these doctrines, you're not sympathetic with it, you don't want to help this part of the kingdom, then why are you listening? Is this for my people? They say, well, bro, Tony said this. I heard him say, what are you listening to the false man for? Shem told me, we two brothers in the church came and said, they heard you say this. Well, you don't feed them enough. Why are they listening? They're all like this. Let's get down to the bottom of it. They tell you, well, I hope you are saying this. What are you listening for? Well, somebody told me. Why are you listening to that man?
Amen.
Brother, all I can tell you, I know I'm God called. And I know I'm converted.
Amen.
And I know a man can't do these things.
Amen.
I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it, but I don't know they can say the same. I don't know if they can say the same. All right? True. Now, I'm saying that because I have an invisible audience. And it's not the fifth dimension on the earth. It's not the fifth dimension down there. The fifth dimension is on the earth, you know, right now. You know, I probably say hell has enlarged this mouth. Okay. That group. You see, they're striving in the message in vain. They're worshiping. They've sing song. They gather together. They have the COD, everything. But it's in vain.
Amen.
Because to worship God, you got to be in spirit and truth.
Amen.
And if you got a false Jesus and a false gospel, guess what? It's in vain.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, now, he called them workers of iniquity, and he said, I don't know you. You believe that?
Yes.
Now, Brother Simon has a big tent over there. You're going to have it every year, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's taking the people to that place. Okay, now I ask you. And they're going to magnify Matthew 7:21. I'm guaranteeing you. If they're in that channel, that's what they'll glorify.
Yeah.
He's going to go out there. His worship right now is in vain. They're striving in vain.
Right? Amen.
Right? So what is that? You say, well, Brother Tony, that cannot be them. That's denomination. All right, listen very carefully. This is the same quote from False Anointed One. What is iniquity? You say, Brother Tony, he is not a work of iniquity. Okay, listen. What is iniquity? Ask someone. It's something that you know you ought to do and you won't do it. They know they know that word. They hear it. You are listening to this tape. You are listening to this message. I can't hear you. That's iniquity.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Did I make up no laying on of hands?
No, sir.
Prayer cloth?
No.
Altar call?
No.
Going back to the signs and wonders?
No.
I didn't do that. Am I trying to take you back there?
No.
I'll be a work of iniquity. After reading in the Bible, reading it in the message, hearing the prophet talk about it, and still taking the people where Brother Bam said he don't want to take them? Workers of what? I'm going to give you, I know this is a tough part here now, but it's still the truth. So you know them by their teaching. So Shem and I have two different teaching. Either I am a serpent seed or he is. Green and I have two different, well, Green don't even have teaching. He doesn't really know the word. Right? He's just playing follower. He follows whatever. If he'll read him back, the quote means that exactly like it is, then God will honor that. He wants to. He told Brother Cyril, he said, you're not welcome in my pulpit like if his pulpit has something in it. I like to preach even to five people who can understand and follow the word. You go there, you can't even, you have to pick something to teach because you'll lose them. And when you lose them, they say, oh, what a man is saying. Some kind of weird thing, some strange thing. They don't even, the truth can bite them and they probably will think it's a, at least you will look back and say, it's a dog biting me. They don't even know if it's a dog. They can't recognize it. You don't know people like that? You know you can tell people these truths and witness to them, and when they leave there, they think you're strange and weird?
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? Amen. Sometimes you don't even want to start, because you know that they're going to think that you're a fairy tale anyway.
Amen.
That's the kind of thing that's out there. You know, and then when you meet them and you know them, you try to be nice, but what can you say? You're almost sorry the man is in ministry. So they think being political, being nice with everybody, giving them gifts, sending them books, you know, being nice and being sweet and, you know, being accommodating, that makes you a minister. You can't feed the people, get off. That's what a minister is, a feeder. A pastor is a feeder. You can't feed. If you got a man who can't feed you, you better ask him to resign. To save his life. They know that word. They hear it. You're listening to this tape. You're listening to this message. You see the Lord say so. You see Him confirm it. Make it true. And you know. I care for you. And you? Now you say they don't know. Well, am I the only one supposed to be reading these books, studying these books, and praying over these books? If you say you're a minister, that is your work to be. Make sure that you never say, I never know. Or I never knew this. Or I didn't know He said it. You must know from curve to curve. From curve to curve, you need to know. You got to have the attitude of a black man. Old Mose.
Yeah.
Amen. Mose, you like that watermelon? Yeah. How that watermelon tastes? Good, but there's some more. There's some more. That's how it has to be. Right? Okay, now here's what he goes on to say. You're listening to this tape. You see the Lord move. You see Him confirm, make it. So workers of iniquity has to be them that know what the messenger thought and said.
Uh-huh.
See? And you know that's just as plain as the sun is shining outside. But you'll hold on to your denomination. Hold on to those false things. You work off iniquity. Oh yes, I had a great campaign. I done this. I done that. Depart from me, you work off iniquity. I never knew you. Now here now. You say, Brother Tony, that's serpent seed. Iniquity. That's why when the scripture said in Hebrews 1 and 6, he said, talking about Jesus, he said, because thou lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity.
Amen.
Watch it carefully. Church age book. Let's place it. Here also was an answer to Matthew 7:21-23. Everyone that say to me, Lord, Lord, shall not enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Notice the key thing is the will of my Father. If you don't want to do the will of my Father, then you want to do the permissive will.
Yeah.
Casting out devils, okay. Preaching is okay. Doing healing is okay. All of that's written in the word.
Right.
Amen. It's all of that's written in the word. But it has a time. It has a place for that. It has a ministry for that. You've got to know the will of God, the revealed will, which is those seven thunders. Many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Jesus does not deny that they did mighty works that only the Holy Ghost can accomplish by way of men. But he did deny ever knowing them. Amen. These weren't backsliders. I can't hear you. These were not backsliders. These were not backsliders. These were wicked. I can't hear you. Wicked. Now we know a definition for wicked. Wicked is not people who do bad things. Wicked is them that love iniquity. Wicked is them that does not do the will of God. Conflict with the will of God. They know the will of God, but in conflict, iniquity. And iniquity was found in whose heart? Satan's iniquity was found in his heart. Because when you will not do God's perfect will, and you will use God's word to do your will, then you have magnified your will above God's will, and that's what Satan did. He magnified himself above God.
Amen.
Iniquity was found in his heart. Now watch Brother Branham's interpretation of this class. Remember, Matthew 7:21 is Matthew 24:24 is Matthew 5, the just and the unjust.
Yes.
He said, these weren't backsliders. These were wicked, unregenerated. That means not converted. Isn't that wolf and sheep loading?
Yes.
How can they be unconverted and cast out devils unless they were acting as sheep? They were wolves, unregenerated, unconverted. Reprobate. What is a reprobate? Someone who rejects the truth. Someone who rejects the true will of God. What is Shem and them doing? What is Green doing? And then they are causing other, like Maxie Lee and Desmond Ross in Guyana. They now are controlling these men in these islands. These were the seed. I can't hear you. These were the what? That's why they can be cast down. They can be burned and thrown into the fire, because these are the seed of Satan. But hear what the prophet said. He said they listen to the tapes. They know the will. They know that is the Lord. Yet they love the message and they love the prophet. They'll die for it. Watch now, things that ought to be. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The rain falls, that'll make a grain of wheat grow, makes a cockable grow too. See what it is. At the inside of that seed is a nature. So he's saying that they have a nature of Satan.
Yeah.
And that nature displays itself. It stands in the same field, right there with the wheat. The wheat and the wheat stands together, rejoicing just as much. Its head is down. It's starving for a drink. When the rain comes, the cockable can shout just as loud as the wheat can. But by their fruit you shall know them. So the way to know, when you say you have two different teachings that are so close, you're really talking about the false teachers. It's really telling you that their nature is not of God. So false teaching is not just false teaching. False teaching is an identification of the man's seed. I want to hear you say that. False teaching is an identification of the man's seed. Now let's go to 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children. When they say you are of God, it means you have the nature of God. You have the nature of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is that nature that is in you than the nature that is in the world.
Amen.
You get that?
Yeah.
All right. Ye are of the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God. So the minister that you're under, The minister that you're under has teaching. The teaching tells the minister's nature. And if you have his nature, you are going to hear him. But if you have the nature of a sheep, you're going to hear the nature of a shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. Who has the nature of God.
Amen.
Now watch carefully, friends. We have two different teachers. I'm just taking the two who likes to mouth out like they know. That's Simmons and Hughes. I don't touch the rest. They don't touch us. They don't touch me. I don't touch them. The two big mouth, Mr. Biggs. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully now. Listen very carefully. If their teaching is wrong, their nature is wrong, their seed is wrong, and they that have unconverted nature will follow them. And what they are against, that church will be against.
Amen.
Because it will hear them.
Amen.
And because they hear them, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. So if we know God, we are God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. Who you hear determines whether you know God or not.
Amen.
And I'm talking about knowing God. I'm not talking about God. You go down my God's house and knock and say, "Hi, how are you? I know you." I'm talking by the revealed word of the hour. By the message of the hour, you will not be able to miss the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are of God. He that knoweth God here. How do you know you're of God? Who you hear determines, amen, what nature you have.
Amen.
You say, "Brother Tony, I know some people come and they hear you preach and teach, and they say, 'Brother Tony, you got a real good teacher.' They go back to their church, they listen to that man preach. 'Pastor, that was a great message.' Two different line of direction altogether." You say, "What about those people?" Brother Bam said, "They are crows. They can live on both diet."
Yeah. Amen. That would say, "Brother, amen. Yes, sir."
They can live on both diet. You say, "By their diet, you'll know the dove. He can't eat both places." But the crow can go and eat here and eat there, eat here and eat there.
Amen.
You understand? Amen. Now you say, "Brother Tony, that's pretty tough." Well, all the dove is going to hang around with me.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
And all the crow is going to want to hang out with me and them. And I'll say, "Brother, if you like them so much, you go there. If you believe them, you go there. I'm losing no friend. I didn't hear a friend in the first place."
Amen.
He that is not of God heareth not us. So I'm asking a question. How many wants to hear what we are preaching? How many wants it around in the churches around here? How many? Which church wants to hear, to know more, hear more? You know, none? Well, how can they be of God? Brother David, and you in Trinidad. How many wants to hear what you believe? Well, if you are of God, they cannot be. Because they don't want this. Green does not want this.
Amen.
Shem does not want this.
Amen.
George said, told Cyril, a Jehovah Witness doctrine. Harold Brackett told a brother in Durban, "Brother Tony's preaching two gods." And then in my face, turn around and say, "I believe what you believe. I preach what you preach. You're appearing to come into Godhead just like you, Brother Tony." So who's a liar? Who's a hypocrite? He could fellowship with me, show one face, show up another. You say, "Brother Tony, how can you say that?" I'm going to give you the reason why I'm calling these names and saying it. You want to know why? Give me a couple of minutes. You'll know why. Here is a man. I was in Guyana, brother. We were having, we went to a little engagement. Brother Vin was there. And after the engagement, he said, "Join him at his table for dinner." I hadn't seen him for years. Him and I, we couldn't even remember. I think the last time I saw him was maybe about 20 years ago, maybe. And so we him and myself, Brother Cyril, another brother, we really were having a good time in fellowshipping. And that's when I asked him, I said, no, Brother Vin, what about how the message on life came to Trinidad? Because I know he believes that. I said, do you think Oja had life? And he went through the whole story to tell me how much Oja did not even know the word. He was just a rich man that had done anything he could do. Anyway, he was telling me, listen to this carefully. This is why I tell you, ministers, Brabham said, I'd rather be around a bunch of witch doctors than to be around preachers. And you people want to be around preachers. I don't want to be around preachers, believe me. In fact, they don't want to be around me because of my ways. I don't play with foolishness. It don't give me no credit hearing about Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Amen.
It don't give me no credit for that. Talk about the word.
Yes.
Talk about the doctrine. Talk about what God's doing in your life. Talk about what you're preaching. I don't want to hear no foolishness about nobody. He said, so Brother Vin was saying, yeah, he said, you know, all my tapes. He said, every month they send up my tapes, my DVD for Brother Harold Beckett. Now, I didn't say anything to him, but when I was with Beckett a number of times, Beckett is always killing the influence of Brother Vin Dayal. Always killing him, always speaking evil against him. Always, kicking against the man and his ministry. And here he wants the man's tapes and DVD. How much of a bigger hypocrite can you be?
Amen.
Huh? One face to one in front of you and another face behind you. I was telling one brother what they were doing. He said, Brother Tony, that's not a male spirit. That's a female spirit. A female spirit does that. I don't know about that so much, but he was telling me, he said, Brother Tony, that's a female spirit. He said, that's how women operates. Imagine smiling in a man's face and a man sending up at his own expense, you know, his DVDs and teachings for the man, and then turning around and killing the man influence. What has he contributed? I want to ask America, what has he contributed to the bride's ministry and growth? I'm not playing. They want to work against this truth. Well, then let them work against it. Let them prove it. My doctrines are open. Prove it. Everybody can hear it. Show me where we are wrong. We want to be corrected.
Amen.
If not, then shut up. That's all I can say. Just shut up.
Yes.
He said, Brother Tony, you got no etiquette. You don't speak, you know, politically right, and you're rough and you're gruff and everything else. I don't want your personality. Just judge me by the word. I'm not going for popularity contests.
Amen.
You could win that.
Yeah.
Let them win that. Judge by the word. Now, the present state of the ministry. Listen carefully now. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Whereby we know the spirit of what? And the spirit of? You say, Brother Tony, the Bible said you'll know the error and the truth by their teaching. But this scripture is saying who you follow tells me. Yes, because who you follow, amen, tells what seed is in you.
Amen.
And the man you follow is going to have a teaching.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I ask you the question. You are here. You come to church here. You must think that we are of God.
Amen.
By following me, you think you know God.
Yes, sir.
Because he that knoweth God heareth us.
Amen.
So why aren't you over there? You want to say, we are of God and they are of God too?
No.
You could hear them and take a rapture. You could hear you and take a rapture too?
No.
That's what they want you to believe.
Amen.
But nobody wants to tell the truth because the truth is ugly. They want you to believe if you're under that minister, he's a messenger, you'll take a rapture. Under that minister, you'll take a rapture. Under that minister, and they all have different doctrines. That's a lie, Sister Dawn. It's not true.
Amen.
And it might sound bad, but it's still the truth.
Amen.
If Hughes and Simmons take a rapture, we don't have a snowball chance in hell. If Beckett takes one, we don't have a chance in hell. Shem takes one, we don't have a chance in hell. Green, Maxie, George. We don't have a chance in hell.
Later. Amen,
and they say they know God because they're hearing those men. And we say you're following this because he that knoweth God heareth us.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's how close it is. And I intend That if it's so close, it has to be with the bride. It has to be look like bride, dress like bride, talk like bride, use bride method, use the prophet, say you believe it. It has to be so close, but I intend to bring it down where you can take the paint off and see it's not real.
Amen.
Down to a coat of paint. Listen to this. There are more hypocrite ministers in this message than they are truth.
Amen.
I'm guaranteed. You say you don't believe that? Well, let me tell you. Let me give you a little heart attack here. Amen. You can't tell me one in a million. Amen. And you're talking about believers. How many ministers are going to make it?
Oh, man. One in a million.
That's like asking how many lawyers is going to go to heaven. How many ministers are going to make it? Well, I tell you what, if Hughes make it, I ain't making it, because if we go there, we still won't be able to fellowship.
Amen.
If Simmons go there, he's going to build a tent up there, and I ain't not into no tent.
Amen.
That's the truth of it. Let's go back to the notes. Do you see what he's doing here? Hear what he says. Now, power transformation. Let the Holy Spirit come in upon any person that's truly got something down there. What's the something down there? Seed.
Yeah.
Let the seed, if you got a real seed. A healing comes from the inside. Not only natural healing, we're talking about spiritual birth. If you got a real gene in there and that Holy Spirit word comes upon it, it can't help but bring a healing to the soul.
Amen.
A healing comes from the inside. Let the healing come from the spirit that's in you.
Amen.
If it's a genuine spirit anointing the genuine seed. In other words, the first thing, if the man that you're hearing is genuine, it will genuinely anoint that seed in you. That's what he's telling. He that is of God heareth us.
Yeah.
You see, it can't do nothing but be a son and daughter of God.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
It can't be nothing but a son and daughter of God. But the genuine spirit can come upon a cockable seed.
Uh-huh.
I can preach it by Shem, I can preach it by Green, I can preach it by Simmons, I can preach it by Hughes. Amen. It'll do nothing for them.
Amen.
Except I've complained. We don't see it that way. And that too deep. And you're interpreting. But the Spirit of God can come upon a cockable seed. The rain can fall upon a cockable and it will make it live just the same as it falls upon the wheat and make it live. But by their fruit you'll know them. And by their fruit tree of God bearing His word. You are a tree of God. And the doctrines you believe and you manifest, you live, that becomes your fruit. You, each one of you, is a tree. Now, if you are a tree and you're bearing this fruit, this word, he says the word, what are they bearing? Because they are trees too. They're bearing different? Are you a different tree from them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, brother, take an axe, go cut them down, because they're going to go in the fire.
Amen.
Because the Bible said the axe is laid at the root of the tree, every tree that didn't bring forth good fruit.
Amen.
And if it's not bringing forth the fruit, which is the right teaching, if it's not bringing the right teaching, you chop that man down.
Amen.
If I'm false, let them prove it and chop it down.
Amen.
The axe is laid at the root of the tree. Every tree that doesn't bring forth good fruit is hewed down and thrown into the fire.
Yes.
Now, a tree, it represents a man in his ministry and his doctrine.
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I wonder who's going to get chopped down. My doctrine are clearly on the internet.
Amen.
It's open for anybody to criticize, find faults. Why don't they put up or shut up? That's what you have to do. You either put up or shut up.
Amen.
Seed of the Spirit. The real vision. Brother Bam is telling you, he had a vision. Now these real visions come without pulling into a gear. That's just God. See, I look and I see the earth just turning around in front of me. I see it was all this stuff. There was a man dressed in white and went around sowing the wheat. And after he went around the curvature of the earth, around come a man, looked horrible. He was dressed in black and he was throwing wheat seed all over it. The boat came up together, and when they did, the boat was thirsty because a rain was needed. And each one looked like was praying with little heads down. and bent over. So they can pray, they can worship, they can do everything. Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. And a great cloud come upon them. You see what has to happen? Cloud, rain. That's doctrine. Rain came and fell upon them. When did it did? A little weed jumped up and began to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the little weed jumped up and said the same side and said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Then the vision was interpreted. When the vision was interpreted, he said this, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's the twins. The same spirit fall in a meeting. Everybody rejoice in it. Hypocrites, Christians, and all together. Exactly. But what is it? By their fruit you'll know them. That's the only way you'll ever know them. When you see that now, since wild oat or wild wheat, grain sometimes impersonate a genuine. What's impersonation? It is called twins. Domestic grain. So close that will deceive the very elect. Is that Matthew 24 he's talking about? I think we are living in a timely age when these things should be preached on and talked about. Preached and what? Preached and what? Nobody want to talk about that because nobody wants to say, well, you know, that man is wrong or this man. Now, in the next couple of minutes, I want you to listen very carefully. You say, Brother Tony, you have me here for a long time. I'm testing you. I'm proving that you just don't come here to have church. All right? I'm testing you. I'm proving you, right? Okay. All right, good. Shake somebody's hand. Amen. Wake up. Shake somebody's hand. Say, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
All right. I will have to stop saying that just now because my church is getting senior citizen. Isn't that right? I'm going to have to give you a discount. Discount in time. A time. Don't discount tithing now. Discount your time. All right. Holy discount. Okay, all right. Now let's look at some scripture. We're going into doctrine. Okay, we want to look at these doctrines here. Matthew 7:23 said, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So he doesn't know them. Right. It's in direct conflict with God that knows all things. So the knowing he has to do, I did not know you in the original. You are not part of the original. Your names were not in the book of life in the original. You are not. So that means you're hybrid. The only reason that you could be here is because you're hybrid.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Follow again now. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 said, prove all things. Hold fast. Hold fast that which is good. Note, prove is to pass a test. You can't prove anything unless you pass a test.
Amen.
So to prove anything, you're going to have to put it through a test. Prove all things. All right? The word prove is the word dokimizo. Dokimizo. And it means to test, to examine, to prove, to scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine or not. As metals. To recognize as genuine after examination, to approve or deem worthy. You say, Brother Tony, how can you say these men are unconverted and they are false teachers? Because I've scrutinized. Because I've proved by the word that what we are saying is truth. Everything that is against this and fights against it, I have proved that it has to be Antichrist because Antichrist is the one who fights.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen, bro.
Did you notice a million ministers can come through South Carolina? Simmons will never call me and say, hey, we got a brother here speaking. The brother is already informed that we are cult, crazy, Looney Tunes. He was the same. The brother's the same. Why? They have already proved by their judgment stick, hey, we are unsavable. You are so deceived. You are so lost. Those people there. They have already proved by their litmus tests.
Yeah.
And we have proved by our litmus tests.
Yes.
This is where we are. We are not in twins no more. We are here now. We are in the Antichrist part of the move.
Yeah.
Follow again now. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
The word to prove means dokemai. Alright? To test, to examine, to prove, to scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine or not, as a metal, to see if it's real gold. To reckon, and he's telling me the only way to know the genuine and real seed is to watch that teaching.
Amen.
When you're watching a minister, you're watching his teaching, you're watching his doctrine. When you're watching a believer, you're watching to see who they're under, what they're feeding under, because what they're feeding under tell you the nature they have.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You said, Brother Tony, you're saying because them people are with you, that makes them see it. Praise God. If you can't say that for the same, you better get out of business.
Amen.
Don't let them make you ashamed of telling the truth.
Amen.
Or being that you're the one in a million. Say, brother, that might sound impossible, but that's God's lottery. I won it.
Amen.
By election.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Don't you never give an inch. Don't you never bat an eye. Don't you never let them make you ashamed of this gospel.
Amen.
You put it back on them.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To recognize as genuine after examination. To prove deemed worthy.
Yeah.
Huh? I approved. I was in the presence, Brother Cyril and I was in the presence of Harold Beckett when he was killing Brother Vindayal influence. And wants the man food to feed on. And Brother Vin says, every month they send him up. A package of his messages goes to him. Hmm? Can you imagine what they feed on me and do? Because he used to get it too. That's right, brother. Watch carefully now. That's right, brother. I'm an old-fashioned preacher that believes this, that a man's got to be proved before he walks behind my pulpit. I can't hear you. You say, Brother Tony, why don't you preach this one? Why don't you preach Tony Gerbessa? Why don't you preach this one and that one? You don't really be. They got to be proved before they get behind here.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
You say, why? Why does it have to be that way? The Bible said, prove all things. And the Bible said, know them that labor among you.
Amen.
All right? Everybody okay?
Yes.
Come on up just a little bit. Come on down. I want to see what's on top here that I missed. Did I miss something? No, the other. Oh, okay. No. Okay, good. Good, good. That's good. Now, and you see the corruption that we're in? You see how every imagination of man, he gets out there and the devil makes smart preachers stand in the pulpit and let people get by with it. The other day a person said, I wouldn't have you in my pulpit. That's what they told Brother Cyril. That's what Green told Brother Cyril. A man told Brother Bam, I wouldn't have you in my pulpit. You make my women go crazy. Yeah, we won't have you, Brother Cyril. You're strengthened Brother Tony's doctrine.
Man.
Idiot. That's God's doctrine.
Amen.
Either God or the devil doctrine. A man ain't got one.
Amen.
The only two doctrines, God or the devil. You either call it the devil or call it God. So you call it, let them call it that. Make it easy for them to go there quietly. I mean down there. I want to have you in my pulpit. You make my women go crazy. No, they're already that way. It brings them to their right mind. Brother Tony, when we were trying to get all the brothers together in Namibia, they called Harold Beckett to find out. Harold Beckett told him, he said, Brother Tony, you'll confuse your people. How can I confuse them when they're already confused?
Amen.
You see the spirit? That's the spirit. I told you, it happened and then we find it in the Word. Before we looked and we study and we wait for it to happen, we are in a different cycle of the Word now. We're in a different phase of ministry. Something is happening.
Amen.
Something is happening, brother.
Amen.
You say, Brother Tony, that makes you, that you're saying all of these things. Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. See if it's in the Word. If it's in the Word, take it. If it's not in the Word, you have your opinion. Watch very carefully. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12, it says, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. How can you know something? How can you say you know something if you've never been in contact with it?
Amen. Amen.
You have to be in contact with them.
Amen.
You've got to know, you've got to hear, you've got to experience. See, to know them, it means
Amen. That you've got to have some way of being able, somehow, somewhere along the line, to have interaction with them.
Right.
I know Shem. I know Green.
Amen.
Interaction. I know. I know them that labor among you.
Right.
And are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Know them that labor among you. Hmm? What I'm saying about these men, because I know. And my word will have to be tested one day if I am sincerely telling the truth that I know. Watch carefully. Watch Paul now. Are everybody okay? 1 Corinthians 16:19, Paul says, "The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you. You much in the Lord with the church that is in their house." The early church was in where? Aquila and Priscilla house. But Paul is telling you, I know Aquila and Priscilla. And if I am identified with them and I'm giving you greetings from them, it's because they are associated with me. They are of God.
Amen.
He that is of God heareth Paul.
Amen.
He that is not of God heareth Paul, not Paul. And Paul is not identified with them because Paul would have to prove all things.
Amen.
Follow again. First, Colossians 4:15. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Niphos and the church which is in his house.
Amen.
So in Asia, the church was in a house.
Uh-huh.
In Laodicea, the church is in a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Follow again now. Watch Aquila and Priscilla. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. What is he doing? He's showing you, I know them that labor.
Amen.
I know the believers. I know and they identify with me and their attitude towards me and the doctrine and the ministry tells whether they are of God or not.
Amen.
Know them that labor among you. Watch them carefully. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks.
Amen.
What is Paul doing? He said, I know these people. I know my elders. I know the one who financially supports this work and has been with it in the good times, in the bad times, in the small times. I know them. Some of you want to give your opinion about some of the people or some of the men. You don't even know the sacrifice that they have made for this ministry. You have to be careful, friends. Be careful how you deal with these elders that we have. Hear what he says. Lay down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. In other words, the other churches recognize them too. They know them that labor among us. You understand that? Many a times the brethren help the other brothers overseas on the internet. Brother Nate, Brother Isaac, the different ones that are doing things. You're helping them that labor, they will know you that labor among us. Some of them come and say, who's Brother Nate? Who is Brother BK? I've heard the name. I want to see this one. And they are grateful. They are thankful. Follow again. Likewise, greet the church that's in there. Salute my beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruit of Achaia. Paul, by mentioning the names on the letter, if it was an email, it would have been an email.
Amen.
I can't hear you. This would have gone around the internet, the letters, so that they'll know the men identify with Paul, his ministry, and other men will know them that labor. They'll know, because who you identify with tells who you are.
Amen.
They that are of God, hear it us.
Amen.
Know them that labor among us. Whenever you know them that labor among us, they pass the test. Well, we know for sure Shem is not of us. Green is not of us. Beckett is not of us. Maxie is not of us. George is not of us. Simmons is not of us. Hughes is not of us. Know them that labor among us. And when Paul know who labored among them, Paul began to call their name in the letters. Among the believers, so the others will know them that labor, them who sacrifice for the kingdom and for the ministry and for the word.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salute. Amen. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother. Notice now, Timothy is being mentioned. Unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. So now we know that Paul is identifying names of believers who he considered to be faithful. Real brothers in the faith. Real helpers. Amen. Amen. And our brother up here, and Archippus, our fellow soldiers, and to the church in their house. Look how many. We think that Paul was preaching with a big crowd and all these great. Paul was preaching just a handful in a church, in a house church. You getting the idea? Oh, ain't God good? Philemon, I beseech thee, O my son, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in thy bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. He's trying to tell the others, look, this guy made a mistake, but he's with us, he's for us, he's profitable to me, he's profitable for you, he's profitable for the kingdom of God. Know them that labor, amen, and magnify them, let the believers know who they are. Let them know, Brother Louis is with us, Brother Norman's with us, Brother Joel and Barbados with us, Brother Dennis is with us. Let them know. Amen. Brother Cernan's with us. Amen. Amen. Brother June is for us. Amen. Amen. Brother Ace is for us. Amen. Amen. These different brothers. Brother Hind is for us. Amen. Brother Angus is for us. Amen. Amen. Brother Ashok is for us. We've got to know, we've got to know, and we've got to let them know. Brother Pugh is for us. Amen. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should be as it were necessary, but willing. But for perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldst receive him forever. Not now, not as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but now much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. And he that wronged thee, owed thee aught but that on my account. I, Paul, have written with my own hand, and I will pay it, abate. I do not say that thou owest unto me even thy own self. Paul said, if they owe anything, I'll pay it. I'm not even consider what you owe me. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Watch now. But with all prepare me also a lodging, for I trust as through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee Epaphras. Notice carefully, he knows the believers. He knows them that. Epaphras. My fellow prisoner in Jesus Christ, Marcus, Aristarchus, or Demas, Lucas, my beloved laborers. All right? I had a couple of scriptures there written. We don't have the time. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, and that is the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That you submit yourself unto such. Notice, he is acknowledging the ministry that are faithful, that are true. That he's reckoning, know them. Yeah. And he's telling the believers how to submit yourself unto them and such, and everyone that helpeth with us, that laboreth. Know them that labor among us. Amen. All right, now, I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fontunus and Archias. For that which was lacking in your power, they supply. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them. Acknowledge ye them that they are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila, Priscilla salute you. And much in the Lord and the church that is in their house. Holding forth the word of life. That I may in one day present you to Christ. I have not run in vain. Neither labored in vain. Yea, and that we offer unto the sacrifice and service of your faith. I joy and rejoice with you all for the same cause. I put trust in the Lord Jesus. To send Timothy shortly unto you, for I also may be of good comfort, that I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own. You see, know them that labor among them. Amen. Not the things which are of Christ, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, talking about apostle and sonship, he had served me in the gospel. For him, therefore, I hope to send presently. So soon as I shall see how it will go with me, I put the trust in the Lord that I also myself will come shortly. Now, I've got a whole list of servants. But what I want to tell you, did not Paul call out Hermias and Philemon? Did he know what they were preaching and what they were spreading?
Yes.
Like gangrene?
Amen.
Did he not warn them of the ones that had shipwrecked?
Amen.
Did he not warn them about Alexander? Did John not warn them about Diotrephes? Did Paul not warn the Galatians about the four brethren that came in privately? Don't you think the Galatians knew the names of the four brethren that came from Jerusalem? Look at Jesus. Now I'm telling you this. The very truth of know them that labor among you. What good is it to know them if you can't tell the ones who are laboring and the ones who are not laboring?
Amen.
What good is it? Go back to the beginning of these notes for me. And I'm going to close off. Give me 5-10 minutes. I'm closing, okay? And then tomorrow, no church. We're not going to have any church tomorrow, okay? My, you all read a lot. Listen very carefully. Going up. I don't need this one. Going up. Okay, right here. Our redemption wasn't a cheap thing. It was the Son of God had to die for us. See, things of value come at great price. Listen carefully. You believe this is of great value, these truths? Well, brother, it came with great price, great sacrifice, great persecution. Great scoffing.
Amen.
To bring this message, it wasn't easy. Here's what Brother Branham is telling you. To bring this message, it wasn't easy. See? No, it isn't. I had to forsake everything that was dear to me. Even my own people. Everybody. But you see, the value of it is. You see, it is to do the will of God.
Amen.
And to do that, which knowing that there is something in me. When they used to say, well, they was going to put me away. I thought I'd lost my mind, baptizing in the name of Jesus, contrary to the church. All these things, they said, he's crazy. But you see, no matter what they said, there is something has to be done. And God just takes a person, stick him in his hand, and say, do this, and you do it. What a price it might have been to St. Paul, taught under Gamaliel, the greatest teacher of his day. And they come down. The very thing that he considered heresy, the thing that he thought was the worst thing that could have happened to the church, he come right or wrong and become a partaker of it. A strange thing how God worked in mysterious, in wonderful, wondrous ways, in strange, odd ways, his wonders to perform. Friends, that's how it is. We believe this is of great value. There was many of you who come in recently or whenever you come in, but there was many who stood here with us when these truths, when we were under attack, when we were considered to be heresy and idolaters and whatever you want to call it, they paid that price too. They labored among us. Now, I can't preach these things to them in their meetings. Listen carefully. There's too many unbelievers, really. Too many on too many different beliefs. See, this is just church alone. See, I can't preach, but I got a right to preach in here whatever I want to. This is my tabernacle, see, and I'm telling you. And I believe I'm not going to go out there and preach like I preach and call my name and that I know to be the truth, but this is my tabernacle. This is my pulpit, and I have a right to speak here what I cannot see out there. And you say, Brother Tony, well, people are going to get a hold of it on the DVD, on the tape. They have no right listening.
Amen.
This is only for them that follow me.
Amen. That's right.
What are you doing up there? spotty. Blush and prophet. This is my own church. I have a right to preach what the Holy Ghost tells me to do. That's right. Let me tell you, I'm not criticizing you, my sister. Now, brother, sister, this is my own church. I have a right to preach what I want to, as long as it's out of God's word, and I ain't condemning you people, but let's just search that for the time and the hour that we are living in. Greetings, Brother Ruddle, Brother Junior Jackson, and them out there, our brother churches. Listen carefully. I forgot them a while ago. I think they are hooked up this morning too. No room in the church. But they are false Christ. I don't know it. They are false Christ and don't know it because they are contrary to the word. God vindicates the same. Now I'm just bringing this right on down, show down now, because you've seen the same thing done by these people. They've been done in the real. And Jesus said, as I've said now to you people out on the telephone and land, I'm not condemning you, but this is my church and my group that the Holy Spirit set me over. And I've got to tell them the truth. The hour is getting late. Now remember, I say this to just my group only. And out in the air, I'm saying this only to my followers. This message only to them that I am going to say here, what I'm going to say here. And I want to say this so that you will thoroughly understand this is my church. I've been here 3 years and I've had only one door open to me. Brother Mark asked me to come and preach, bless the Lord. For we believe that, okay, one up a little bit, one. Right here. I believe I have the right to preach what I think is doctrine and truth. See, I think that is right. You see? Okay, now, I'm saying all of that to say this, friends. We have these doctrines. We have these teaching. And they have separated. And now, by that separation, the attitude towards these ministers, to these teaching, these doctrine with their own, they have identified themselves. We're in that state now where we know what is Antichrist. Now I want to show you something. I have the right in my own pulpit to my people and the one who gets the DVD and the ones who listen on the net to say what I believe to be the truth. Amen. And to know them that labor among us and them that are deceivers and hypocrites. Amen. I have a right to let you know that you have a right to know how this ministry, the attitude, who is with it and who is for it. That we might pray for them and support them and help them and encourage them. Amen. And you must also know them that labor against us. Amen. That works against us. Now I want to show you. Jesus in John chapter 8. Let's go to it in a minute. John 8 and 39. I want you to listen carefully now. Jesus, having the truth, begin to identify the serpent seed class, and he began to do something very peculiar here. Come all the way down, go down to maybe the 34th verse. Right there. That's good. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word had no place in you. My word have no place in Beckett, my word have no place in Green, in George, in have none. These teachings have no place in them. I speak that which I have seen with my father, well as God who showed me these truths. And you do that which you have seen on your father. So there's two different revelations. They can't be the same. Amen. Follow again. Now we are two different fathers. So I could say that your father is the devil, or they can say your father is of the devil. Amen. But we both don't have the same father. Follow again now. Watch, labor among you. He was identifying them that was laboring against the kingdom of God. Hear what he says. Okay, now, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if you were the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. You would believe the truth. But you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth. What is Shem and Green and all of them against us for? Because we told them the truth. Let them prove that it's not true. They don't want to prove it. They don't want to have it in the minister's meeting. They don't want to judge it. They don't want to let it in. Amen. Why don't they bring it to the light for the light to judge it? Follow, tell me if it's not so. But ye seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deed of your fathers. And they said unto him, we be not but born in fornication. He's telling them, you are serpent seed. Because they knew that Eve had a fornication relationship with the serpent. So he said, no, we are not born of serpent seed. But they were. We have one Father, even God. Right? Well, if God is Shem Father, Green Father, Maxi Father, George Father, then he can't be my Father because my Father showed me something different from them. It's the same Spirit, friends. We are right back being the Word. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. Why can't they love us? Because he said, I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. Now, Cain did not hate Abel in the beginning. Amen. That's why the mixed multitude can love one another, the lovey-dovey. Yeah. But when it comes to the doctrine and the revelation, that's where the hate comes in. That moves into antichrist, kill, jealousy, all of that spirit. See, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came from God. Because if God is your Father and my Father, we have the same seed, the same nature, we'll see the same word. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand the doctrine? Because you cannot hear my word. You got no seed. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say. What is the seed? What is the ear? The seed. You of your father the devil and the lust of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abhorred nothing of truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. Amen. Now, I want to show you something. Jesus was no lovey-dovey.
Amen.
Jesus created his own problem by speaking to them that way. Telling them they're fathers of the devil. Saying, woe to you hypocrites in front of their people. He created his own problem for those people to genuinely say, well, look at that man, what he tells us. He deserves to be hated. He deserves to be rejected. Look at his attitude. Look at how he says it. But that is what God wanted. God, you see, they got to express that hate.
Amen.
So they will want to say, well, it's not the doctrine so much as his attitude. It's what he calls us names. But God wanted that to manifest the serpent seed. They've got to hate you. Because if you see a man of God, no matter how he speaks, if he speaks the truth, you love that.
Amen.
That is what you come for. You don't come for the veil. You don't come for the package. You come for the word.
Amen.
You judge the man by the word.
Amen.
You test him by the word. You prove him by the word.
Amen.
See, now watch what I want to show you. What made them hate Jesus so much? Tell me. Was it not the way Jesus spoke to them? Why didn't he speak to them lovingly? You know, look, I don't want to say you're a hypocrite, but you know, you're so acting like it. You know, politics. Say, no, you're a hypocrite. You're father the devil. He was a liar. You do his deed. What is that? Is that not going to provoke them? Is that not going to embitter them? Make them angry? But that is what God has done in every ministry. He used that man and he used it in such a way to bring out the spirit of them against the man of God. Look at Brother Branham. You can imagine a man listening to him and hear him say, that woman, there's not a clean bullet. She's not even deserved to be killed with a clean bullet. Amen. There are nothing, women are nothing more than sexual garbage disposal. That's his words. Flapper, calling those preachers a hawk and chicken, huh? And sissified. Look at the names. Brother Branham, in the pulpit, created his own problems. Amen. But that is what God wanted. God, he said he was anointed of God. God wanted, and just like Jesus said, I am not saying this on my own. My Father told me to say this. Only that we tell me to say, I say. So the Father was calling them their children of the devil.
Amen.
It's the Father who gave him the okay to speak in that tone. It is every minister, every man of God who has been used of God is used in a way to provoke, to bring out the serpent seed. And that's why they are killed. That's why they are persecuted. Because they need to bring it out to manifest, that you identify to bring that seed to pass. You find preachers want to go around to be loved by everybody. God, that is not God's way to do it.
Amen. Amen.
You know, almost like the sanctified priest. They want to receive. That is not how God does it. Watch every ministry.
Amen.
Watch every ministry. of God. And see, the man in the pulpit is different from the man outside the pulpit. Brother, outside the pulpit, Brother Branham was gentle and you could push him around and say what you want. But on that pulpit, brother, he raked them over the coal. Raked those women until he was called a woman hater. But it wasn't that he was a woman hater. Amen. He brought out the woman haters.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. That is God's way. So every one of us, including myself, Brother Bill, different ones of them, the way that they speak and the way that they present it, amen, to the twins, it is scriptural to provoke them to hate and to react. You say, but between that, is that so? Why did Jesus speak to them that way?
Amen.
Blind, leaders of the blind, calling them blind. Calling them hypocrites, call them whitewashed sepulchre, call them their father the devil, children seed of the devil. His will they do. Hypocrites. Did he bring the trouble on himself? Somebody said, man, he looked through it. Look how he used to talk to them people. Crucify them. Look at Brother Branham. When the Spirit catch him and he began to catch on the people would begin to think, that can't be a man of God. Look at the names he called them people. Look at the hard things he's saying. Then Brother Branham pick it up and he began to say, who had more fruit of the Spirit? Who had more love? Who had more fruit of the Spirit? Jesus or the scribe and the Pharisee? Scribe and the Pharisee. Who had more fruits of the Spirit? And he was catching those people's thought because the ministry had given them this wonderful view of a preacher who don't say, he don't hurt your feelings. His job is not to tell you no. His job is not to, you know.
Amen.
That is not so. Amen. Now, maybe if I was a regular pastor or evangelist or something, it would be different. But for an apostle who is to set the church in order, he can't set it until he can set men in order. And that is what our trouble is. Our problem is. You see, brother, why do you have to call these names and compare with the churches and do the... Why do I have to speak about what happened? This is what God has done. That is how God provokes. That is how God checks that spirit. You say, that can't be so. Rabbi Am said, God allows him to stroke the cat the other way to see what's in you.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
He says, sometime in teaching, you have to say things in a way to get a reaction. If they are not hypocrites, if Beckett is not one, let him straighten up. If these men are seed of God, let them call us together and say, let's reason together. You are our brother. Amen. Let us see if we can help you. Get the doctrine out. But no, it has to be that way.
Amen.
That is God's way. And look all the way through the Bible. You think those prophets calling those preachers in their day, Jeremiah, ridiculing them, calling them. You think they hated Jeremiah just for his prophecy or the way he prophesied? Who told Ezekiel, don't let their face scare you? You go out there and you tell them what I said.
Amen.
Otherwise, the blood will be on your hands. Who called them unclean menstrual cloth? You think the prophet called them that or Jehovah?
Jehovah.
Oh, brother, you don't know your father. You don't know your God. Jesus said, my doctrine is not my own, my teaching. As I hear, I speak. And look at the words he calls them. Look at Brother Branham, anointed with the same pillar of fire. Look at the words he used in this generation. God used the man with the truth and his makeup to provoke and cause the serpent seed to produce what God said they would, hate them. Hate the seed of the woman. Let us stand. Present stage of the bride's ministry. Preparing for the persecution of the Antichrist in the message. You say, Brother Tony, how can you rejoice for that? Because when they persecute you for your revelation, he said, blessed are you. How can that scripture be fulfilled? It has to be fulfilled. God uses the man's own mouth, own makeup, own ways to cause the non-elect serpent seed to react and to hate. So they can fulfill their part towards the seed of God. Brother Bam said, multitudes will make it in the second resurrection. He said, the only reason the serpent seed does not make it is their attitude towards God's people. God bless you. God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you and give you much grace. Brother Charles.
I am one of the few, one of the few, and by faith in God's word I can claim it.